Shakespeare and Company in Lenox named a new artistic director last week after a period of leadership change. Alan Burroughs was with the company from 1989 to 2006 as an actor and board member. Since 2010, he's been artistic director of Actors Shakespeare Project in Boston. In September 2014, Rick Dildine started as executive director with Shakespeare and Company. 2 months later, a founding member left the organization. Dildine abruptly departed in March 2015, and days later, three board members resigned. Burroughs spoke with WAMC News about why he rejoined Shakespeare and Company.
You know, Shakespeare and Company has long been an artistic proving ground for me. I was with the company for 17 seasons in a row between 1989 and 2006. I find it an incredibly nourishing environment, and both as an artist and as a company member. And I was really intrigued when I was contacted about applying to, and given my experience as an artistic director here in Boston, I thought, well, I can bring something to bear and help out with the effort and out there. And I was eager to do it. I was eager to jump in.
What about Shakespeare interests and intrigues you?
Well, I think it's the resonance that comes out of the language. I think once you start working with that language and see how powerful it is, in terms of its impact on the audience and the actors who are working it and its resonance for humanity, it just works like a sponge that, you know, you can fill with all kinds of impulses and then squeeze it out. And we really learn a lot about what it is to be human through this language. He was a genius and pretty unparalleled ever since. There are lots of great writers ever since who hit that a similar tone where you really really feel like you're onto something. But Shakespeare, especially given the poetry and his storylines and the narratives, they really he had something special there, and he was a vessel for it. He was probably a pretty humble man. I mean, that's what we can gather actually from reading about him. And so this material just kind of flowed through him, and we're lucky to have it flowing in our direction 400 years later.
What do you or what would you like to see as it pertains to the future of Shakespeare and Company?
Well, I'm hoping to continue in the effort to make Shakespeare and Company in Lenox both a destination for people in the summer, and really bear down and continue to make the work exciting. I'd like to have it a place for new writers to come up and workshop their plays over the winter months. I'd like to see us build an outdoor theater in a way that people can once again experience what is part of our legacy of being under the stars. And then I'd like us to branch out, essentially to think about taking some of our work down to New York, think about generating work in New York where we bring it up to Shakespeare and Company, and the same is true forming partnerships in Boston as well. And really strengthening our relationship with the community. You know, it's our 40th anniversary season coming up, and we have been really wonderfully supported by Berkshire County community and beyond, and I'd really like to see us make every effort to strengthen that relationship and give something back. We really want to make that property a place where people gravitate to, and we have a lot of ideas collectively. I'm really looking forward to digging in with some of my old colleagues and new colleagues out there. It's a really exciting environment to be part of, and I'm happy to do it.
And now, there have been some leadership changes at yep. Shakespeare and Company and some movement as it pertains to the leadership positions over the past 2 years. Yep. What's your sense of the state of the company?
I think it's in a very vibrant and really fertile place right now. There's a lot of potential. There's a lot of history there. And particularly in an anniversary season, you know, it's a great opportunity to look both backwards and forwards, especially forwards, you know, to, you know, you see some of the younger actors and artists who come through there and some of the youth that do the programs that the education department runs. And they really tap into something inspiring there. And I'd just like to continue to foster that. At the same time, it's been an artistic home for a lot of great artists over the years. And I'd really like to further develop that sense of community and see where it goes, see where it takes us.